It's good to be here with you this morning. Do you love the Lord? Say amen. It's always good to be back to Deliverance Tabernacle Church of God to worship with you wonderful people, with your wonderful pastor and his wife. They've been dear to my heart for so long. And some of you I don't know, but most of you I do know. But one thing about it, we're brothers and sisters in Christ, and there's such a kindred spirit, and the Spirit of the Lord is in this place. I love him dearly. He's been good to me. I'm from the old school. Amen, praise God. I've been around in my Christian walk with God for many, many, many years. Amen. The Lord's been good to me, and just as well as he's been good to you. And we need to rejoice and thank God that we're almost home now. Amen. The time of our departure is going to be very near. How many believe that today? Praise God. And I'd like for your pastor to come around and stand on one side, and I'd like for my son to come stand on the other side of me as I read my scripture this morning. This is something just a little bit different. Amen. I need their prayer and support here in the house of God. Amen. To preach this morning, I'm looking forward to the Lord doing a work here. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Somebody may look up my son. I know he's back through there somewhere. Amen. But let me say, as he's coming around, I do appreciate your pastor so much. And he's been here now, what, several years, 4 or 5 years or longer, 6 years now. Amen. Praise God. And I know the ministry here has been wonderful. And God has truly blessed this work. And I just thank God for what he's doing here in this place. Continue to look to the man of God and let him lead you. Pray for him, support him in every way that you can. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. If you take care of the man of God, God will take care of you. How many believe that today? Amen. And that is in every way, in every aspect of life, in the Christian walk, as we offer up our service to God. He's wonderful. Amen. Do you love him this morning? Are you ever more thankful to know that, amen, we are on the brink of the coming of the Lord, and his coming is so near? And how, as we people, need to look and keep pressing on and keep looking and hasting for the day of the coming of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Hallelujah. Coming in just a few weeks to revival. Brother Keith Speed coming. Looking forward to that. I'm sure that you're praying that God has sent a great outpouring of the Spirit in this place and send revival. We need that revival, church. We need that renewing, that refreshing coming from the presence of the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Do you love him today? If you would stand with us as I read my scripture from the book of Ephesians this morning, chapter number 5. We like to read some verses of scripture here, just a few verses. That's Ephesians chapter number 5. Let's look to verse number 17 in your hearing this morning. Amen. Praise God. When I finish reading the scripture, I like for my son on one side and the pastor on the other, just lay their hands upon me and pray with me that God's will be done here in this service. We want people to receive what they need from God. I'm just a messenger to give the message. Amen. But we look to the higher power, and that is in God, in him alone, amen, who is able to do a work here in this place. Amen. Very familiar text here, I'm sure. Amen. That you've read many times before. And verse number 17, wherefore be ye not unwise, but understanding what the will of the Lord is, and be not drunk with wine, wherein is excess, but be filled with the Spirit. Praise God. Being filled with the Spirit. Amen. My message this morning, by God's help, through his power, through his Spirit, by his anointing only. Amen. Living a Spirit-filled life. Glory to God. Sister Donna, that excites me. Amen. To know that a man can be lost in the presence of the Holy Ghost and come to know once he dwells in that presence, in that Spirit. Amen. There's nothing in this life can compare. Amen. To living a Spirit-filled life. Amen. Come around, lay your hands on me this morning. All the corporate, amen, church here today. Let's pray, amen, praise God, that God's will be done here in this service. Heavenly Father, we look to you, God, for a great anointing. Amen, that the Holy Ghost power to rest upon thy servant. Amen, God, we need you to touch this people today. This is a people that has come together to worship you in spirit and in truth. I pray that the great anointing of the Holy Ghost and the manifestation of the Spirit be real here today. God, I pray that your presence, amen, the Holy Ghost of Almighty God will come upon us, God. Let that sweet Holy Ghost just, amen, move within our being. And God, just help us to know that we're looking unto thee. Amen. Knowing that you give us strength, God. Oh, God, give me strength in my body. But most of all, power in the spirit. Let thy servant be hidden, amen, behind the cross. That the cross of Christ and his power and his glory be revealed in this place. God, we worship you today. We're ever more thankful for your presence, God, for this opportunity, amen, to be in this place. Because, God, you know what we need and what is ever accomplished here. Hallelujah. Raise your hands and worship him, church, all over this house. Amen. That God will be our helper today. Amen. Thank you, brethren. Thank you, brethren. You may be seated. Amen. Praise God. Living a spirit-filled life. Amen. Living a spirit-filled life. Church, I come to know and realize, amen, when I started out with my walk with God, that I must build an altar unto the Lord. When the Lord began to speak to me in 1985 to build an altar in the pine thicket, I come to know when I would just, amen, work my job and then I'd spend some time alone with God when I got off of work each and every day. I would place a stone upon the altar and therefore I'd take my needs and requests unto God. And the Spirit of the Lord began to reveal His will to my life. It seemed like the avenues of aspects of all areas of my life begun together. Amen. It's just like a puzzle that God begins to work within your life and He takes every piece and He begins to place this puzzle together and molding you and shaping you according to the very design that He has for your life. And that's what the Lord began to do for me in the early 80s and along in about 1985. When I come to realize, amen, there was an anointing upon my life. When I get behind the pulpit, I strap the old guitar and I begin to worship in song. Amen. Praise God. And this power and the Spirit of the Lord would rest upon me. And I come to know, God, what are you really doing in my life? I didn't understand what the will of the Lord was. I didn't understand really what God was doing. But, amen, in His own time, in His own way, God began to reveal things unto me. And therefore, when I began to dedicate myself to an altar and begin to cry and to seek out to God, I realized that seeking the Lord is the best thing that a man could ever do. You need to seek the Lord while He may be found. You need to call upon Him while He is near. And I knew that once I would just draw near to God, that He would be there. And through His presence and His power, there will be nothing compared to a sweeping of glory. Amen. It would come over my soul, recognizing that God was in control. Amen. Saints of God, there's nothing like God being in control. And I'm glad to know when He began to reveal that revelation of His word unto me, just like He'll do for you. Amen. Once you come to know that through His inspiring word, His infallible word, and the teachings of Jesus Christ, He'll begin to reveal by the Holy Ghost power that works within your life the very way of righteousness and the very way of holiness that you need to walk therein. The Bible clearly teaches us, I believe in 2 Corinthians 7:1, cleanse yourself from all filthiness of the flesh and of the spirit, perfecting holiness in the fear of Almighty God. And once I begin to do that, saints of God, I come to realize that God is a God that desires to reign upon His people. God is a God who desires to lead His ones and lead you in a spirit-filled life. But I didn't understand what God was doing. I didn't understand what He can do. But God works in mysterious ways. And God works in mighty ways. And through His mighty acts and through His wonderful power and by the great Holy Ghost of God, I come to realize, God, are you saying that you're in control? Can I lay myself on an altar and present my body a living sacrifice? Holy and acceptable unto God. Can I do that, Lord? And he began just to reveal unto me, son, amen, die out to self. Deny yourself. Take up a cross and follow me daily. As Luke gospel teaches us, it's a daily walk. Amen. Praise God. It's obedience unto God. It's realizing that we're bearing a cross and therefore we desire to be obedient to the very, amen, calling of God and the Spirit of God that's opening up avenues to us, that's revealing truth to us. Listen, the Holy Ghost of God is a comforter, but he's the Spirit of truth that's leading men in all truth. And you need the Holy Ghost to lead you. You need the Spirit of God to direct you. Let God begin to open up to you the very will that he has for your life. You see, we need the mind of Christ. And knowing the mind of Christ within us, that we must see and know and realize that Romans 8 is teaching us by the way of the Spirit how that we need to live. Listen, we need to live in Romans 8. How you say it, preacher? It begins with no condemnation. It ends in no separation. Amen. There is now no condemnation for them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. For the law of life in Christ Jesus has freed me from the law of sin and death. And when he ends that chapter, what did he go on to say? Nothing shall be able to separate us from the love of Jesus Christ our Lord. My Lord God, for the Spirit-filled life in Romans 8, it begins with no condemnation. For he that's in the Spirit is going to end with no separation, because his life pleases God. What more greater things can we come to know, church, that the Spirit of the Lord must reveal to you and let you have eyes to see and ears to hear what God desires to reveal unto you. He desires to reveal truth. He desires to reveal holiness. He desires to reveal his righteousness. Romans 6 teaches us to reckon ourselves to be dead unto sin and alive unto God, to yield yourself to God. You need to yield yourself. You need to give yourself. You need to present yourself. You need to give all to God and let him see within you that you have a heart that is, amen, broken before him. God is nearer than those of a broken heart, save it such of a contrite spirit. And therefore, once you begin to pour out unto God, he begins to mold and shape you to the very design that he has for your life. Just as he told Israel, you're in my hands. Just as well as the clay is in the hands of the potter, you're in my hands, saith the Lord God Almighty. Amen. We're in the hands of one who can design. Amen. When he looks at me and he sees a marred vessel, or a broken vessel, he begins, brethren, amen, to mold me and shape me to that very design that he has for me. Listen, every one of you is special in the sight of God. God has a work for you. You have your place in the kingdom, and therefore you need to be seeking for those things. Amen. Let God reveal his will unto your life. Amen. And lead your life by the way of the Spirit. Listen, Christ was that example. Amen. We read in Scripture that he was led by the Spirit in the wilderness, and he was tempted of the devil. Amen. Oh, yes, he was. Amen. We know the Scripture. We know the story. But no more what Satan was, amen, doing there, amen, against Christ. What did Christ in return say to him when Satan first said, if I be the Son of God, make these stones bread? But Jesus said, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. And we got to know that when the Word of God is birthed within us, that it has purpose and meaning, and it drives us to a relationship with God and a life of commitment. Amen. Praise God. You got to see and realize that you must be committed. Amen. Praise God. God wants you to commit it all. There's a commitment in marriage. And this, amen, marriage is a vow that we make before God. Amen. It's holy matrimony that we enter into. What God has joined together, let not man put asunder. It's holy before God. It's kept and holy union. And amen. Oh, yes, and a bond of love and faithfulness and trust. When we look to God in that relationship with him, we come to know if we have the love for God that we need. Amen. Praise God. If there's devotion at an altar, amen. If there's a love for the Word of God, if there's love for worship, if there's love for praise, you see, God's not going to accept worship. It displeases him. Amen. Praise God. He said, lift up holy hands without wrath and doubting. Amen. God's not going to accept worship. He's not going to accept nicotine hands, alcoholic hands, amen, adultery hands. He's not going to accept that. He's going to accept a man who has set along himself and begin to build upon an altar and say, God, here I am. Just make me, mold me, help me. Amen, God, just make me what you'd have me to be. Amen. That's what God desires to do for you. That's what he desires to do for me. But there's those scriptures I want to give to you this morning. More scriptures. Let us come and know that there are carnal Christians, but there's also spiritual ones. It's no more what Jesus was saying in Matthew 25 about the five foolish virgins and the five wise. Amen. There's different classification of Christians. And, amen. Sinners, when we look at sinners, we'll say a sinner's a sinner. But some are in depth more in sin than others. And Christians the same way. And you have Christians, but some are more in depth in things and spiritual things than others. And some are carnal minded. And amen, some are spiritually minded. But to be carnally minded is enmity against God. Amen. It cannot be subject to the law of God. Amen. Praise God. But to be spiritually minded, bring forth life and peace. Romans 8:80 said, he that's in the flesh can't please God. Amen. Verse number 13, he that liveth out of the flesh shall surely die. But he that mortifies the deeds of the body, he shall live. That mortifying means kill out. Amen. You got to kill out self. I've already said, deny yourself. Come on. Bear a cross. Amen. Follow Christ. Be more like him. Let his spirit begin to work within you. It's going to make such a difference in your life. Can you say amen? Amen. But right here in 1 Corinthians 3, we find in verse 1, and I, brethren, could not speak unto you as unto spiritual, but as unto carnal, even as unto babes in Christ. I have fed you with milk and not with meat. For hitherto you were not able to bear it, neither yet now are you able. For you are yet carnal. For whereas there is among you envy and strife and divisions, are you not carnal and walk as men? Amen. Carnality to the Christian. Amen. Reminds me in the scripture that a double-minded man is unstable in all of his ways. When the flesh begins to dominate you, I say dominate you, amen, and you're leaning more to the arm of flesh than to the spiritual things of God. There must be an enlightening of the word of God that enlightens you no more what David was saying. Let thy word be a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. That's what I desire of God. Let thy word be a lamp unto my feet. Amen, Lord, it must be your light. It must be you leading me and teaching me and instructing me. For all scripture is given by inspiration of God. It is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction unto righteousness. We need the word of God, amen, to give that instruction into hell. We need to be people, amen, in the learning school, amen, praise God, to see that there is one who is the head, and that is Christ. Amen. No more than what they was discussing in the Sunday school lesson about, amen, the man, amen, the relationship in the home, how the wife should be submissive to her husband in all things. Therefore, the man, amen, looks to the head, which is Christ, that through Christ is all power, amen, all preeminence, all things is subject unto him and has dominion. Amen. Everything is subject unto him. All things are under his feet. Therefore, we look to that higher power. We look to Christ. We look to the Holy Ghost of God. Listen, I was thinking about it as I was discussing about children. Train up a child in the way he should go. When he grows old, he shall not depart from it. Amen. A child must have fear and respect. Amen. For the father. But it's something the father must do with the child that he'll have the fear and respect for his father. Amen. You can tell my son when I scolded him, he knew what I meant, and that's all it was. Amen. That's where it stopped. If there was any discipline to take place, that's the way it was going to have to be. Amen. Glory to God. But majority of the time, when dad said it, amen, he meant it, and that's the way it's going to be. When God says it, that's what he said, and that's what he means, and we better obey it. People don't have the love and respect for God's man, for the house of God, or anything about God. The same way in the home, there's no love, there's no respect for dad no more.
Amen. Amen. The woman's the weaker vessel. Here's the man. He's not looking to God. He's not pleasing God. I was thinking the Sunday school lesson. Oh, Lord, if we could ever please you. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Let God have control of the man as he offers himself on the altar of a relationship that he has built upon now for many years. That when it comes down to serious business and serious discipline, that God looks on the man to correct it and do it. Amen. Praise God. It's not the woman's responsibility. Amen. She's to be the mother of home raising her children. But what we have done is men, we have failed. We have neglected. We have provoked our children to wrath. And therefore, we have not given the instruction of the Lord that we needed to. We have failed God, haven't we? Amen. We surely have. But listen, if we can please God, we can please our wives and lead them in the things of the Lord. Amen. Praise God. If he went on to say, for a man to love his wife as Christ loved the church and gave himself for it, if we're pleasing the head, amen. Amen. The things that we do in the home pleases the wife. And she's satisfied because she knows her husband gets the instruction from the head. And that is, amen, she looks to that head. Amen. We're looking to the head. We're looking for a spirit-filled life. We want the children to see in us that daddy's praying. Daddy's built an altar. Daddy has a relationship. And when they're in trouble, they turn to dad. When they're in trouble, they turn to mama. Amen. Why is it that way? They have set the example. Amen. That they have paid the price to teach their children the ways of God. It's going to pay off. Amen. Praise God. I have some more scriptures here. Oh, we're about to plug in some electricity right here. Amen. If you know anything about electricity, 220 volts is more than 110. Amen. Amen. Is that right? Amen. A 220 volt air conditioner will not work in a 110 outlet. Don't matter how much you try it, it won't work. But Galatians 2:20 is the power source for the man. Amen. Praise God. And what Paul was saying, but we got to first plug into it. If we're living in Romans 8, let's plug into Galatians 2:20. Galatians 2:20 said, amen, I'm crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life that I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. Amen. Those words, yet not I, but Christ, that's where it must be. It's not I, but Christ. It's not about us. It's about God. It's about God's service. It's about God's work. It's about what God can do. Men have, amen, self-centered around the things that they want to do. Amen. The way that they want it to be. But God's saying no. And we're saying yes. Amen. Praise God. But we got to get help from God. We got to go back to the old past. We got to live a spirit-filled life. Let's plug into Galatians 2:20. Yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life that I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. If Paul preached Christ crucified, he preached him crucified. If he preached him the Holy Ghost baptizer, he preached him the Holy Ghost baptizer. If he preached him the sanctifier, he is the sanctifier. But listen here, church. Amen. We're in too much of a comfort zone. Amen. Oh, yes, the beggarly elements of this world's got us in such a place that we're pleased just right where we are. But God's saying, move up. If we can't move up, let's stand still and see the salvation of God and what he desires to do for us. Amen. We need, amen, that infilling, that indwelling, amen, of Almighty God in his presence. Amen. It's teaching us and leading us. If the Holy Ghost is a teacher, if the Holy Ghost is a guide, which he is, he's teaching us, he's guiding us, he's revealing, amen, the infallible truths of God's word. Listen, we can't expect to pick up the world and be in this Christian walk at the same time. The Bible teaches me, if you love the world, you're an enemy of God. Is that right? Amen. A spirit-filled life does not hold on to the world. You must let it go. You must turn it loose. Amen. Love not the world, neither things are in the world. If you love the world, the love of the Father is not in you, for all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life is of the world. Amen. It's of the world. It's of the world. Amen. It's not of God. It's of the world. Oh, yes, but I'm glad to know it's the Father that is instructing me no more what grace is abounding and what grace will do. In Titus 1 verse of Scripture, he said, and the grace of God that appeared before men is teaching us to deny all ungodliness and worldly lust, to live soberly and righteously and godly in this present world. And that's what my heart desires to be, soberly, righteously, and godly in this present world. They must see Christ in you. Until they see Christ within you and the fruits of the Spirit. Amen. Praise God. They can tell it in your walk, your talk, and in your presence. They'll know. Amen. Praise God. They'll know. Amen. The world's going to know. I had one girl when I went on an interview for a job in 2006. I pulled up to the place there of employment. Amen. I got out of my car and walked toward the door. She turned to her supervisor. She said, "That man is a preacher." I walked in. They did not know me. I introduced myself. And I talked to them a little while, and I told them I was a preacher. She turned to him and said, "I told you so." You know, it don't matter where you go, what you do. Amen. Praise God. Your look, your conduct, your ways, everything about you must be Christ-like. I'm not saying that put me above anyone else, but I'm saying the world's going to know it. Amen. Praise God. The saying is, the world didn't give it to me and the world can't take it away. But I know that greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. And I love it, church. Amen. I want to abound more in it. I want to walk in the Word of God. I want to walk in His fellowship. I want to walk in His love. I want more about Him and let His makeup be in me and say, "God, here I am. Just make me, mold me, recreate me, restore unto me. Whatever I need, let me be what you would have me to be." In a Spirit-filled life in Christ Jesus. Woo. Amen. When you get up here preaching, it seemed like, amen, when the power and the anointing of God, just all kind of things run through your mind, all kind of scriptures. Can't get it all out at one time. That's because I'm flesh. Maybe one day I can when I get a glorified body. Amen. Praise God. But listen, God knows what needs to be said. And once we'll mouthpiece for the Holy Ghost and God begins to reveal His will, church, there's nothing compared to it. There's nothing like walking in it. There's nothing like knowing it. If we're going to understand what the will of the Lord is, not to be drunk with wine, it says, but be filled with the Spirit. Why is there a drunkenness in that scripture? It's no more what Jesus said in Matthew 24. Don't be drunken with the cares of this life and the things of this life and the worldly things. It'll overtake you and it'll drown you in despair that you have nothing to offer God. People can't offer no worship. People can't offer no praise. You say, "We've been praising God. I felt the Lord in this place. I've enjoyed this morning. It's been good for my soul." Amen. It has helped me. It has blessed me. I know it's helped you. But church, listen. We come to realize there's too many people out there. I say there's too many people out there. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Sometimes they want to have the talk. Sometimes they want to walk the walk. Amen. Amen. Listen. I preached a message the other service about, amen, praise God, the purchased possession, that we're His purchased church by the blood of Christ, and we're that purchased church. But people are serving God part-time and not full-time. And God wants full-time possession. Full-time. If you work a full-time job, most likely you're going to have benefits. If you're part-time, you don't have no benefits. Amen. Same way in serving God. Amen. You say, "Well, that sister was blessed. That brother was blessed. They were filled with the Holy Ghost. They seem to be spiritual." Well, praise God. They're working full time. Amen. Praise God. If you're going to be part time, if you're going to be in and out and up and down, to and fro, amen, if you want to be that way, that's you. But for me, I say, "God, I got to work full time. I got to work some overtime. I got to have these benefits. Whatever the price I have to pay, God, let me be willing to pay it. It's a willing vessel. It's an obedient vessel. Vessel unto God." But we got to come to that place for ourselves. It's something I can't do for you, and it's something you can't do for me. Amen. Obedience is better than sacrifice. But it even comes to the place that people's not even willing to sacrifice. That one brother I talked to, he said, "I'm settled in a church, but just one service a week. Sunday morning is the only time they have service." I thought, "Oh, no, it can't be this way. what little we give of God, and even three times a week, amen, is just a little portion of what we need to be doing. Amen. My supervisor told me the other day, he said, my grandfather was a traveling evangelist. He traveled on horseback. Amen. When he left the home, he'd be gone 2 or 3 weeks at a time traveling on horseback to preach the gospel. Amen. Praise God. A traveling horseback preacher. Amen. Glory to God. Left his family. I'm talking about farming country. I'm talking about having crops. Amen. The way to feed their families and the only way of survival. No money. Amen. No money. Amen. In circulation and much at all. But this man was giving himself over. He was, amen, full-time father. Amen. Full-time cropper. I guess you said a farmer. Amen. Whatever he was. But a full-time worker. Amen. For the master. Listen. You get it over your head. Way out into the deeper things. Let God bless you. Let God lead you. He wants to feed you. He wants to give you. He wants to help you if you only be willing. But it takes that willingness. Listen, submit yourself to God. Resist the devil. Is that what he tells us in James? Submit. Resist the devil. He'll flee from you. If you're drawn out of God, he'll draw out of you. If we humble ourselves in the sight of the Lord, he'll lift us up. How many is going to be willing to submit? What are you saying, preacher? You're submitting. It's no more in that scripture than that going in text verse. Amen. Submitting to God. Yourselves in the fear of God. One another's in the fear of God. Listen, we got to submit. We got to surrender. And then we got to dedicate. And then we're going to come to consecration. And once we consecrate ourselves before God in the altar, it's when God's glory and his power is revealing such infallible truth to your heart and mind. Amen. It's just like a musician being creative in music. Amen. He creates songs in his mind. He writes it down on paper. But once you're creative in the things of the aspects of the spiritual realm of the things of God, God will begin to open up avenues to you. It happened to me on my job just a few weeks ago. This never happened to me in my Christian walk. I've been serving God over 30 years now. I was on my job. I stuck in a little CD, a worship song. And I was just praying. All of a sudden, the Holy Ghost come on me. Begin to speak with tongues, just like if I'm in a church service worshiping God. Now, all of a sudden, it just come with boldness, like an interpretation. Now, I really didn't give it much thought at the moment it was taking place. But I sat down. I began to weep. I had a piece of paper laying before me. I grabbed that ink pen, and God was giving me the interpretation. I began just to write it down just as fast as I could go. Within just a few minutes, I had it written down. And I turned around and read it to myself. I said, God. And church, it was a settled peace that come in my soul. Amen, that day. And it's been in my heart ever since. Amen. And God just saying, son, that's all I want from you. If you just learn, just give it all to me. Let me create within you what I desire to make you, son. I'll speak to you. I'll reveal to you. I'll be God to you. But you got to come to the place. Submit it all. Amen. Commit yourself. Dedicate yourself. Don't let the world allure you. Amen. Don't let the signs of the times even just, amen, concern you in a way that's going to place a fear. Amen. Don't have no fear. I'm near. I'm a God that will uplift thee. I'm a God that will strengthen thee. In the times of darkness, I'll be a light. In the time of sickness, I'll be a healer. In the time of death, I'll be a comforter. In all times, I'll be God to you. Without faith, it's impossible to please me. For he that cometh to me must believe that I am, and that I am a rewarder to them that diligently seek me, saith the Lord. I am a God that will continue to lead you and guide you in all truth. But you must first seek my kingdom, to seek to know my will for your life. I will begin to open up unto you, amen, my will for your life. But you got to see your need for holiness. You got to see your need for my righteousness. You got to see your need first to humble yourself. Call on me, for I'm a God to be true to you, and I will give you an everlasting love that shall carry you. But first realize that I am in control of your life, and therefore I will be your God if you only look to me as God. But you must see that you've been looking to other things and turning your eyes toward the worldly things and entertainments. But look to me, saith the Lord, and I'll be a God that rewards you right in the midst of your trouble. I'll be a God that rewards you in the midst of your weeping. For I am the same God that has led you before, and I'll lead you again. But first surrender all to me. If you'll see your need, amen, to seek me now. Amen, seek me now. I am soon to come for my church, and therefore you must be one that's going to humble and look to me in all things, and I will be a God that will help thee and lead thee once again. Turn to me this hour, and I will help thee, saith the Lord. Let's praise him all over the house, church. He's a God that's going to help us if we only realize what he's doing for us today. Let us all stand this morning. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise the Lord. Worship him, church, this morning. Worship him this morning, church. Worship him this morning. He's God. He's God. Amen. Praise the Lord. Church, it's from a heart just saying, Lord, here I am. Help me. Work within me. Amen. God, stir me. Let there be such a beginning now. I mean, from this moment on, God, I'm not going to be like I was in days past. I'm going to commit my way now. I'm going to surrender it all to God now. Amen. I'm going to give it to Jesus. Everything's going to be all right. Church, that's one thing about it. Everything is going to be all right. As long as we're pleasing God. Do you love him this morning, church? If I could have some of the choir members back to the choir, if you're here this morning in this congregation, will you please come back to the platform? Amen. The ones that's in the choir, if you would please come back to the platform. Amen. We're going to take time here to worship the Lord, church. They'll go back to the song they were singing about his return. Amen. He's coming back. Listen. Are we ready? Are you packed up and ready to go? Is your life lining up with scriptures that I read to you this morning? How is your life in Christ? Are you living a spirit-filled life? Are you pleasing God? Do you desire to please him in everything you do? God wants to bless you. He wants to help you. That's what we're here for, church. We're receiving from the higher power of God. Amen. We must recognize and realize that God is desiring to do a work here at Deliverance Tabernacle. He wants to make his people ready for that rapture. Are we rapture ready? Are we fully looking to God? Amen. To be God in this place and to give this place revival, a great outpouring like it's seen in the past, but can see again, but it's going to be different. Amen. In this world of compromise, this truth is going out and you need to receive it. You need to accept it. Walk in it. Love it. Cherish it because it's God. It's his word. And as long as you look to that, you're going to be all right. Sing when you're ready. Amen. Praise God. Let's worship church this morning.
I know Amen. He's coming back. I know he's coming back.
Worship him.
I don't want to stay
here. Are you living the spirit-filled life?
I don't want to stay here. He said,
yes.
He said he's coming
God, here I am.
Back. Coming back, that's why I don't want to stay here. No, 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 I don't want to stay here. I know he's coming back.
Oh, yes. These altars are open for all the prayers. If you have a need, just come to this altar. Let's pray, let's seek God. He's able to help. Are you ready?
I don't want to stay.
Are you living a spirit-filled life?
He said,
he said he would return.
Oh. wanna stay here. No, 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 I don't wanna stay here.
Glory to God,
we're going to be changed in a moment.
In the twinkling
of an eye. You know the dead in Christ, they shall rise first, but we will meet them in the sky. In the sky.
Praise and worship. Hold off just a minute. The Lord spoke to my heart. There's someone here this morning that's been facing deep depression, very deepest depression, that God wants to deliver you and help you here this morning. I'm speaking to someone here in this place. God knows who you are. And the Lord said, if you'll come, I'll be a comfort and give you peace of mind that you truly need. Will you please come this morning? There's someone here that you've been facing depression. The enemy's been coming against you in a way that no other people know. Will you please come this morning? We want to take time to pray with you. There's someone here. You obey God. Come on. Amen. Hallelujah. Obey the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah.
So know why I don't want to stay here. No, 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 I don't want to stay here. The Lord said, He said He's coming back. Oh, He said He's coming back. That's why I don't want to stay here. No, 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 I don't want to stay here. I know He's coming back. I know He's coming back. That's why.
In this place. Woo! Glory to God.
Hallelujah. No, I don't want to stay here. No, no, no. I don't want to stay here.
It's going to be all right. God's in control of this place. We bind the forces of hell. We oppress her mind. In the name of Jesus. Release. In the name of Jesus Christ. We believe in this. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Yeah. a place I long
to be. God's gonna do it.
For my home is just around the bend. I think about it now and then. Reunions by the millions everywhere. But the one that I so long to see is the one who bled and died for me. A place I long to be. Now so many hold this old world so dear, but I am just a stranger here. I'm passing through on a temporary stay, but I am looking forward to the time when all of heaven, it will be mine. I'll watch and pray, for it could be just any day. For my home is just around the bend. I think about it now and then. Reunions by the millions every. But the one that I so long to see is the one who bled and died for me. My home, a place I long to be. For my home is just around the bend. I think about it now and then. Reunions by the millions everywhere. But the one that I so long to see is the one who bled and died for me. My home, a place I long to be. For my home is just around the bend. I think about it now and then. Reunions by the millions everywhere. But the one that I so long to see is the one who bled and died for me.
Gonna be gone in the twinkling of an eye. I'm gonna be gone. I won't have time to say goodbye. Gonna be gone. Could be while I'm singing this song. Gonna be gone and it won't be long. I'm gonna be gone. It could be just any moment. It could be at night or noon. I don't know just when he's coming, but I know he's coming soon. I can't say with a calm assurance, this old world is not my home. One of these days you're gonna look for me. Praise God, I'm gonna be gone. I'm gonna be gone.
Gonna be gone.
Oh, with the twinkling of an eye. I'm gonna be gone.
Gonna be gone.
No, I won't have time to say goodbye. Gonna be
gone. Gonna be gone.
Could be while I'm singing this song. Gonna be gone and it won't be long. I'm gonna be gone. This old world's not getting better. Every day it's getting worse. So much fighting and confusion going on down here on earth. Oh, but I won't let it bother me, 'cause I'm not here to stay. I know my Lord is coming soon, and I'll be called away. I'm gonna be gone.
Gonna be gone.
Oh, in the twinkling of an eye, I'm gonna gonna be gone.
Gonna be
no,
gone.
I won't have time to say goodbye. Gonna be gone.
Gonna be gone. Could be while I'm singing this song.
Gonna be gone and it won't be long. I'm gonna be gone. I'm gonna be gone.
Gonna be gone.
In the twinkling of an eye, I'm gonna be gone.
Gonna be gone.
I won't have time to say goodbye. Gonna be gone.
Gonna be gone.
It could be while I'm singing this song. Gonna be gone and it won't be long. I'm gonna be gone. I'm gonna be gone.
Gonna be gone.
No, I won't have time to say goodbye. Gonna be gone.
Gonna be gone.
It could be while I'm singing this song. Gonna be gone and it won't be long. I'm gonna be gone.
Gonna be gone.
I'm gonna be gone.
Gonna be gone.
Oh, in the twinkling of an eye, I'm gonna be gone.
Gonna be gone.
No, I won't have time to say goodbye. Gonna be gone.
Gonna be gone.
It could be while I'm singing this song. Gonna be gone and it won't be long. I'm gonna be gone. It could be just any moment. It could be at night or noon. I don't know just when he's coming, but I know he's coming soon. I can say with a calm assurance, this old world is not my home. One of these days you're gonna look for me. Praise God, I'm gonna be gone.
Oh, worship
I'm gonna
in church.
Be gone.
Gonna be gone.
In the twinkling
worship
of
in church.
I'm gonna be gone.
He's worthy of all of your praise.
Time to say
glory.
Gonna be gone.
Gonna be gone. It could be while I'm singing this song.
Gonna be gone and it won't be long.
Oh, yes, there's coming a day when you're going to be gone and nothing else will matter.
Gonna be gone.
My God in heaven, we're going home.
I'm gonna be gone.
Gonna be gone.
I won't have time to say goodbye. I'm
gonna be gone.
Gonna be gone. It could be while I'm singing this song. Gonna be gone and it won't be long. I'm
gonna be long.
We're gonna be gone. Somebody got another prayer through. Somebody touched the Lord.
Make them out of church.
Somebody just touched heaven for another need once more. Somebody prayed until the Spirit
glory
came. Somebody called on Jesus' name. Somebody knocked upon heaven's door. Somebody touched the Lord.
So was sick and dying, bound in sin and shame. Somebody aimed upon the Lord until sweet redemption came. Somebody held me up to God when I was feeling down. I'm so glad somebody prayed so I can sing it now.
Somebody got another prayer through. Somebody touched the Lord. Somebody just touched heaven for another need once more. Somebody prayed until the Spirit came. Somebody called on Jesus' name. Somebody knocked upon heaven's door. Somebody touched the Lord.
Now when I needed healing, felt too low to pray, somebody interceded, and soon my healing came. I'm so glad somebody prayed, so I can sing it now. Let it be said, yes, once more, somebody touched the Lord.
Somebody got another prayer through. Somebody touched the Lord. Somebody just touched heaven for another need once more. Somebody
Somebody prayed until the Spirit came. Somebody called on Jesus' name. Somebody knocked upon heaven's door. Somebody touched the Lord. Oh, somebody got another prayer through. Somebody touched the Lord. Somebody just touched heaven for another need once more. Somebody prayed until the Spirit came. Somebody called on Jesus' name. Somebody knocked upon heaven's door. Somebody touched the Lord. Now when I needed healing, I felt too low to pray. Somebody interceded, and soon my healing came. Now help me, Lord, to pray for those who stand in need of prayer. Let it be said, yes, once more, somebody touched the Lord. Somebody got another prayer through. Somebody touched the Lord. Somebody just touched heaven for another need once more. Somebody prayed until the Spirit came. Somebody called on Jesus' name. Somebody knocked upon heaven's door. Somebody touched the Lord. Oh, somebody got another prayer through. Somebody touched the Lord. Somebody just touched heaven for another need once more. Somebody prayed until the Spirit came. Somebody called on Jesus' name. Somebody knocked upon heaven's door. Somebody touched the Lord. Oh, somebody got another prayer through. Somebody touched the Lord. Somebody just touched heaven for another need once more. Somebody prayed until the Spirit came. Somebody called on Jesus' name. Somebody knocked upon heaven's door. Somebody touched the Lord.
Oh, glory to God. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Praise your name. Glory to the living God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Glory to God. Oh, glory to God. Glory to God. Anybody else here this morning needs prayer? We want to pray for you till you're satisfied. We want to pray with you till the Lord does what He said He could do. We know He's able. We know He's capable. It's up to you whether you or not you believe it. Glory to the living God. Let me get some Holy Ghost sisters, if you will, come lay hands on this sister and pray for her. Oh, thank God. Oh, thank God. Oh, thank God. Oh, I'm believing this morning God's going to take care of all. I believe this morning God's going to take care of the situation. Hey, Lord, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, let it be done. Let it be done, Lord, in the name of Jesus.
Help me, Lord, to pray for those who stand in need of prayer.
According to your name.
Yes, once more. Somebody touch the Lord. Somebody got another prayer through. Somebody touched the Lord. Somebody just touched heaven for another need once more.
Glory to God.
Somebody prayed until the Spirit came. Somebody called on Jesus' name. Somebody knocked upon heaven's door. Somebody touched the Lord. Somebody got another prayer through. Somebody touched the Lord. Somebody just touched heaven for another need once more. Somebody prayed until the Spirit came. Somebody called on Jesus' name. Somebody knocked upon heaven's door. Somebody touched the Lord. Somebody got another prayer through. Somebody touched the Lord. Somebody just touched heaven for another need once more. Somebody
Somebody prayed until the Spirit came. Somebody called on Jesus' name.
Anything else.
Somebody knocked
on
heaven's door.
Somebody touched on him. Shut everything else out. And just think about praising him. Holy, holy, holy. Lord God Almighty. Holy, holy, holy. Lord God Almighty.
Once more. Somebody prayed to the Spirit came. Somebody called on Jesus' name. Somebody knocked upon heaven's door. Somebody touched the Lord.
Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord. Lord, I pray what you've shown her, what you've delivered to her, what you've given her, Lord. Hey, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord, that we just open up our heart, open up our minds, Lord, and let you have your way.
Oh, when I need it,
let it be great. What thus saith the word of God?
Somebody interceded, and soon my healing came. Now help me, Lord, to pray for those who stand in need of prayer. And let it be said, yes, once more, somebody touched the Lord. Somebody got another prayer through. Somebody touched the Lord. Somebody just touched heaven for another need.
Glory to God.
Somebody prayed until the Spirit came. Somebody called on Jesus' name. Somebody knocked upon heaven's door. Somebody touched the Lord. Somebody got another prayer through.
Glory to God.
Somebody touched the Lord.
In the name of Jesus.
Somebody just touched heaven. For another need once more. Somebody prayed until the Spirit came. Somebody called on Jesus' name.
Glory to God.
Somebody knocked upon heaven's door.
Thank you, Lord.
Somebody touched the Lord.
Oh, thank you, Lord, this morning. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God.
On the main line, tell him what you want.
Oh, thank you,
Jesus on the main line, tell him what you want. Jesus on the main line, tell him what you want. Jesus on the main line now. Why don't you call him up? Call him up. Tell him what you want. Call him up. Call him up. Tell him what you want. Oh, call him up. Call him up, tell him what you want. Oh, Jesus on the main line now.
Well, now if you want the Holy Ghost,
tell him what you want. If you want the Holy Ghost, tell him what you want. If you want the Holy Ghost, tell him what you want. Jesus on the main line now.
Well,
call him up, call him up. Tell him what you want. Call him up. Call him up. Tell him what you want. Call him up. Call him up. Tell him what you want. Jesus on the main line now.
Well, if you need deliverance,
tell him what you want. If you need deliverance, tell him what you want.
All you gotta do is tell him.
If you need deliverance,
he's on the main line.
Jesus on the
main line. Oh, if it has anything to do with him, he's gonna take care of it.
Oh, yes! In the name of Jesus.
your holy name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord.
Well, I'm wrapped up, tied up, tangled all up in Jesus. I'm wrapped up, tied up, tangled all up in Jesus. I'm wrapped up.
He's still alive.
I can't feel him in my hands. I can't feel him in my feet. I can't
feel him all over me.
Well, my God's not dead, no, no. He's still alive. My God's not dead, no, no. He's still alive. My God's not dead, no, no. He's still alive. I can't feel him in my hands. I can't feel him in my feet. They're feeling all over me. If you want your healing, tell him what you want. Oh, if you want your healing, tell him what you want. Oh, if you want your healing, tell him what you want. Jesus on the main line now. Why don't you call him up? Call him up. Tell him what you want.
Oh, thank you, Lord.
Call him up. Call him up, tell him what you want. Call him up,
call him up,
tell him what you want. Jesus on the main line.
Glory to God. Oh, thank you, Lord. Oh, thank you, Lord. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. There's so many people today that wants the Lord to be a Savior to them, but don't want to give Him all to the point that He's not only Savior, but He's Lord. But He wants to be Lord over all. He wants to be Lord over all. My, 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 my. For those that just wants a Savior, you've fallen short. You've fallen short. Oh, but if you're willing to give Him all, He can't do anything with something you won't give Him. Won't give Him opportunity. It's not our agenda, but it's what thus saith the Word of God. Oh, thank God. If we'll give all to Him, He'll give all to us.